This is a news-oriented broadcast, and all information is educational in nature and is not intended to be legal, securities, tax, or insurance advice. Securities are not offered or sold on the show. Please consult with the appropriate professional before acting on information heard during the broadcast.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need money.
This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is not just another money show, rather a guidance system to help you help yourself. Legacy Financial is a family-owned business and has earned the highest reputation by helping people just like you for over 40 years. Business professionals, school teachers, doctors and nurses, moms and retirees have all benefited from Legacy Financial's time-proven strategies. And now, the Dave and Sherry Show. It's David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome. Listen to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show, and my name is David Gallner. My daughter will be back next week. Her son, my grandson Anthony, goes to Grove City Christian Academy, and this is spring break, so she'll be back next week to join us on the radio show. I hope you tune in to our Sunday show called One Way Radio Network at 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. and a special guest. In fact, he's a drummer at our church, Mike Mudrak. So if you tune in, I think you'll get blessed by listening to that. So again, you're listening to the Dave and Sherry Show. Let me give you some contact information and what we're going to be talking about and why you should listen to all four segments. Well, the name of our company is Legacy Financial Strategies. Our taglines, we help you enjoy and protect your nest eggs. We also try to increase your returns and reduce your risk. That's something you should be listening to, especially with this yo-yo market up and down, up and down, up and down. Many of you, probably your head is spinning. Well, we're going to talk more about that in a few minutes. And we also want to talk about you could be losing money, missing opportunities, and paying for necessary money slipping through the cracks. We'll talk more about that. We've been serving pre-retirees and retirees from Eastern Ohio and Western Pennsylvania, my daughter and self, for over 60 years. That's right, 60 years, not 6 years. We're located at 3087 Innovation Way in Hermitage, Pennsylvania, zip code 16148, and development call Linden Point. You can put Google Maps. We're close to Hubbard, Ohio, Youngstown, Ohio. We're all within anywhere from 20 to 30 minutes for most people who are listening to this show. So we'll talk more about that, our process, and why you want to set up a complimentary consultation either by phone or come in and have a meeting. So we'll talk more about that. Our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. If you're driving or another room, when you get back to your computer, just Google the word Legacy Financial. Legacy Financial will take you to an area on Google that says leavealegacy.com. Just click that button and you'll go to our website. You can literally spend hours. We get mini seminars, flip seminars, videos, past radio shows. We have on-demand seminars that are 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The six mini seminars, one on Social Security. A lot of you might be interested in that topic. One is on, are you ready for retirement? Retirement readiness. One is on guaranteed income, paycheck for life. One is on how to have a tax-free retirement. How about that one? Tax-free retirement. One's on women and wealth. So there's six mini seminars. It's at that website called leavealegacy.com, leavealegacy.com. So what do we do at Legacy Financial Strategies? Well, we show people how to protect their assets from catastrophic illness and Medicaid spend down. I can assure you, the majority of brokers, if you're working, don't work in that arena also. I happen to be a master certified estate planner. My daughter's a certified estate planner. We work with elder law attorneys from Eastern Ohio and Western Pennsylvania that specialize in that topic. That's the one thing, if you haven't planned for, could wipe you out. So we do both pre-crisis and crisis planning. And what I mean by that, pre-crisis is you do something before it happens to you, because there are about a 70 to 75% chance that when you're 65 or older, that you'll need some type of convalescent care, in-home care, assisted living care, nursing home, or adult daycare. So here's my question. If you had your druthers, number one, where would you want to spend, have your care done? At home, assisted living care, nursing home. And then if that is the case, what asset would you want to spend? There's a question. What asset would you want to spend? And if you could show, if there was a strategy without buying long-term care insurance, would you want to know more about it, how to leverage it and use that asset? I don't think your broker knows those strategies, because we're a master certified estate planner. My daughter's a certified estate planner. We know those strategies. And if you haven't done the planning and you know someone, or your spouse or going to a nursing home or already in a nursing home, many people think it's too late. You can't do any planning. That couldn't be further to the truth. So there's lots of strategy you can do. So that's one area we help people. And the other one is taxes. I guess sure, if you're working for a broker, they're not allowed to give tax advice. So we do tax preparation. We did 629 returns last year. But we also do tax planning. You'll listen to my commercial. I won't go in a lot of detail now about that, but we do tax preparation. But the tax planning is a big one. And while I'm on that topic, before I tell you what we do, let me ask you some questions. And you can mentally circle yes or no. Do you have significant amounts of money invested in annuities that you need to know or use to now or in the near future for retirement income? So repeat that. Do you have significant amounts of money invested in annuities that you do not need to use now or in the near future for retirement income? Or how about this one? Do you have significant sums in retirement accounts like IRAs, 401ks, SEPs, etc., that you need to use for current or future retirement income? Or you can answer this question mentally: are you considering selling real estate, a business interest, or any asset that has a capital gain? Okay, are you aware of stealth tax, known as phantom income taxes? And the government does believe in ghosts. Do you even know what that is? Do you have investment losses and are not taking advantage of tax harvesting techniques? These are some of the things that we address when you come in to see us. Are you aware of tax issues with IRA or other qualified plans, like net unrealized appreciation or not being able to deduct losses? We're going to talk about a free report again about the SECURE Act on the next segment. Or how about this question? Are you aware of various tax rates that apply to different types of income? For example, qualified dividends, non-qualified dividends, and capital gain issues. Or how about this question? Would you like to know the ways to lower your Social Security taxation? If you've answered yes to one or more of these questions, it is a real good indicator that you should go through a further discovery and review. A simple review today may go a long way toward avoiding future problems or being better prepared to handle them. So if you'd like to schedule either a phone call to learn more about it or an in-house meeting, complimentary, no charge, give us a call toll-free at 800-264-4963 and say, I'd like to set up that phone call to hear more about how to go through a further discovery and review to see if I'm losing money through these cracks. So the toll-free number again is 800-264-4963, or just go to our website, leavealegacy.com, has all our contact information. So what else do we do? Well, when it comes to wills, trusts, power of attorneys, we work with attorneys from both Ohio and Pennsylvania. In fact, I happened to be at the Monongahela Valley State Planning Council here last week, my daughter and I, and we went through and learned more about the SECURE Act. Also, you name the investment or savings. I can't say every investment or savings that we have out there, but we have most things. We're independent. We have our own registered investment advisory firm. So we talk a lot about yellow, green, and red money. Yellow is your emergency money, checking, savings, money market, credit union. We recommend anywhere from 3 months to a year. Red money is anything to go up and down, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, variable annuities. They all have their pros and cons. And then green monies, if you're looking at an alternative with no downside risk that has a potential upside, some of these have paid pretty substantial income. You might want to take a look at those. They're not all annuities are not all good, and some are not all bad. But we know the ones that do. So green money is where you cannot lose money due to your market conditions. That would be long-term CD, savings bonds, fixed annuities, index annuities. They all have their pros and cons. And we also have alternative strategies. And some of those are paying double-digit returns. So you're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. I want you to listen to this important message. When we come back, we're going to drill down a little bit more about what's going on with the economy and this coronavirus and maybe what you should do. So please listen to this important message. Hi, my name is David Gallner from Legacy Financial Strategies and Innovation Tax Service. Complete income tax preparation for $150. That includes federal, state, Schedule D, and Schedule E limited. Tax planning, and this is a big one, audit protection. This is a $400 value, and you only pay $150. Our website is innovationtaxservice.com, and our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. Again, our website is innovationtaxservice.com, and our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. 800-264-4963. Call us to schedule an appointment.
Attention, baby boomers. Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? Thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of the Complete Guide to Living a Tax-Free Retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to legacyfinancialpresents.com now.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. So let me ask you a question. Do you feel like you're paying too much in taxes? Are you preparing to sell real estate? Would you like to increase your retirement income, a predictable income, or lower your investment risk, especially what's going on with the market? Have you lost a spouse and now have all the financial decisions to make? Are you retiring or rolling over your IRA or a large sum of money? A complete discovery of what you want money to do for you should be your most important first step. If there was a missing fact or piece of information that was costing you a significant amount of money now, or if it could cause you a significant problem or cost you in the future, When would you want to find out about it? Hopefully today, not 5 or 10 years from now, or never. If the fact or piece of information was a must-know fact, would you agree that you would want to know about it prior to making any type of financial decision, especially one that puts your money at risk? That's what makes our firm different. We believe in identifying all the facts necessary to make a sound financial that is in your best interest before making that decision. Our three-step review process is the first place to start and leads you to 5 critical questions that you must answer regarding your personal financial needs for income and liquidity, future tax issues, risk comfort level, and even estate plan to be sure any financial recommendations are in your best interest. This review applies only to financial decision or concerns you have. It helps you stop your money from falling through the cracks, which I mentioned on the last segment, and assures that any major financial decision is right for you. So if that's you, call our toll-free number and schedule a complimentary consultation or a phone call to learn more about it. Our toll-free number is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963, or Google the word legacy financial. It'll take you an area on Google that says leavealegacy.com. Leavealegacy.com has all our contact information. So let's talk about this coronavirus. And, of course, I'm not God, obviously, and we don't know the impact that this could have. But for one thing's for sure, I'm praying and hoping that the virus vaccine that they're talking about they may have comes to fruition. But can that or has it had an effect on the economy? Remember, even before all this, we've had a strong bull market, basically, except for one slightly down a little bit, for the last 10, 11 years. And the market, as I mentioned on past shows, is a little bit overcooked. So let's talk about the coronavirus. That's kind of like the icing on the cake, but that's why you should come in. Global economic growth will sink to levels, according to this article, not seen in over a decade, as the coronavirus outbreak hammers demand and supply, challenging several banks and governments to respond to fast-changing situations, or according to who? The OECD. As central banks around the world try to calm market panic, the Paris-based group also warned of possible global contraction this quarter. It cut its full growth rate to 2.4%, down from 2.9%. That's a 0.5% cut, folks, in their projections, which would be the weakest, you ready for this, since 2009. So what are you waiting for? You might have not heard this in the regular news. If the situation worsens, coordinated policy actions across the major economies would be needed for health care and economic stimulus, it said. I think that's why the Fed stopped. Cut it 0.5%. I think it was maybe a little too premature, but that might be what they were thinking. I'm not sure. Governments and central bankers are already getting battle ready, raising expectations they may act after a global stock market rout last week. And of course, today, this is Thursday, March the 5th, and it was a big down market. Things could get a lot worse, according to the QECD, said in its report. The world at risk. The cover of the Outlook feature a picture of empty airbag baggage ball, an emblem of the outbreak that's led to widespread travel restrictions and shut business in schools. This information, by the way, was furnished in Newsmax. And, of course, most of the stuff is coming from the QECD. And then it goes on. I'll skip part of it because it's quite in depth. It says not only the demand shock, it's confidence shock and supply chain disruption shock that central banks could not deal with alone. And, of course, we've had several deaths in Washington, state of Washington. But I'm concerned about these people are getting panicked. And I don't want to compare it to the toilet paper syndrome, but it seems like they're rushing out and buying masks, which really don't do much good at all unless the person's affected by that. Their sanitizer, they're already in a frenzy. There's more people die of flu. Now, I don't want to mock that because people dying, however it's flu or what disease, is not good for anybody. And, of course, the percentage is small, and mostly it'll affect the elderly people and people with ill health. But there's still, it's in the early stages. But I wouldn't panic, but the part you should be concerned, and I've been talking about way before this even come, is about your money. Many people I see have way too much money in the market. You've heard the saying, I've said it many times, pigs get fat, hogs get slaughtered. We have other strategies that are not related to the stock market. They're not stock market correlated at all, and they're paying double digits. Then we have some other ones, some green money strategies, and you got to see some of the track records. Now, some are dogs, but some are really good where you could participate. So we do, when you come in, we do that discovery process I talk about, looking for ways to identify money falling through the crack. And on the second meeting, we do what we call a retirement roadmap. We identify more obstacles, and we see the road that you're on. Are you going to have enough money for you and your spouse if you're single? And one thing about the computer, it's not emotional. So what I suggest doing is giving us a call and set up that complimentary consultation, either a phone call, learn more about it. The best bet is come in, leave your checkbook at home, have a complimentary consultation with my daughter, Sherry, and myself. Our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. 800-264-4963. And we will look to see through our discovery process, do you have money falling through the cracks? Now, when we come back, we're also going to talk about that Secure Act and how you can get that free report, which I mentioned on the first segment. And then I haven't mentioned this for a while, but you can get this book called The Smart Retirement, Discover the Strategic Movement Around Retirement Taxation. And if you got these ticking time bombs, 403Bs, 457 plans, IRA, 401K, anything where you've got a tax deduction, and now, because of the Secure Act and other things, you're going to have to bite the bullet, your ears will bite the bullet, and we have some strategies that I don't think anybody has. That's why you want to come in and have that discovery process. We can go through that and see if some of these strategies make sense. So give us a call, Legacy Financial Strategy, toll-free at 800-264-4963, or Google the word Legacy Financial, and you'll go to an area where click on the button that says leavealegacy.com. Leavealegacy.com has our contact information. So you're listening to Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. I want you to listen to this very important message.
Listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. Let me ask you a question. If there was a missing piece of information that was costing you a significant amount of money now or in the future, would you want to find out it? In fact, or a piece of information was a must-known fact, would you agree that you want to know about it prior to making any financial decision, especially one that puts your money at risk? You know, many of you are disappointed because you have a buy and hold, or I call a buy and hope, and hope things work out eventually. Does your portfolio have a critical breaker to protect you from another drop? So we have a process that we go through that identifies areas that are falling through the crack. That's what makes our firm different. We believe in identifying all the facts necessary to make a sound financial decision that's in your best interest before making that decision. So if you'd like to learn more about our process, set up a phone call or set up a complimentary consultation, leave your checkbook at home. Our toll-free number is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. And ask that you want to set up that meeting that identifies our three-step review process to the first place to start and leads you to five critical questions that must be answered regarding your personal financial needs. So just call, set up either a phone call or an in-house meeting. Our toll-free number is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963, or go to our website at leavealegacy.com, leavealegacy.com. Now, when I talked about the last segment, I mentioned about the Secure Act Reference Guide. It's 2020 Secure Act Reference Guide. Now, it passed in May in the House 2019. A lot of you may not be aware of this. It was 417-3. Now, I know there's 435 House representatives, so some of them probably were in the bathroom like AOC, but they did pass it. And the Senate had a different version called the RESPA, and they were going to eliminate the stretch set of over 10 years, 5 years. But they decided to tack it onto the spending bill, and it passed December 20, 2020, and it came in effect January 1, 2020. So this report, I've talked about in the past few weeks, but I only gave you limited. It's got about 15 pages of some of the things they've changed. Let me just go through some of this. And if you'd like to get a copy of the report, we can email it to you or we can mail it to you. So Title I, Expanding and Preserving Retirement Savings. Multiple employer plans called the MEP, Pooled Employer Plans. Increase in 10% cap for automatic enrollment safe harbor after first plan year. Rules relating to election of safe harbor 401k plans, increase in credit limitations of small employer pension plan startup. I'll skip down to some of them. Repeal, I mentioned this in the past, should repeal the maximum age for traditional IRA contributions. I already mentioned that if you had the right custodian, you could do a separate account rule and take distributions based on your heir's life expectancy. Well, you can't do that with your kids anymore unless they're under 10 years of age. But you got to empty the account in 10 years. Where before, if you had the right custodian, you had to read the custodian agreement. They had pre-7.5 and after 7.5. So basically, we call that they eliminated the stretch through that. And if you got these ticking time bombs, these 403Bs, 401Ks, IRAs, SEP plans, KEOs. Boy, we have some strategies that are unbelievable. In fact, you should get the book called The Smart Retirement by Matt Sekola. I'm going to go over it and talk about some of the topics. Now, it's not going to give you the secret sauce. And when you call to get the free book, and we pay the shipping and handling as well, I just want to make sure you're not a broker. They can buy their own. And even if they buy the book, they're not going to be able to implement it because we don't give you all the details, but we give you enough in this book that you'll want to go set up a meeting to learn more about it, especially on how to take your traditional ticking time bomb and convert it to a specially designed Roth program where you don't have to pay the taxes up front, and it's legal. It's an internal conversion. And you've got to see it. Everybody we show it to is really blown away. But I urge you to get the book. We'll talk about what's in the chapter. Anyways, this is 15 pages. I'm not going to go through the whole report. It's called the 2020 Secure Act Reference Guide. So if you'd like to get a copy, give us a call toll-free at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. This book is about 165 pages called The Smart Retirement. It says Discover, this is what it stands for, SMART, Strategic Movement Around Retirement Taxation, written by Max Zagula, Z-A-G-U-L-A. The foreword is by Dr. Michael Rosian, who's a four-time New York Times bestseller. He's the chief wellness person at Cleveland Clinic. So it's quite a foreign, and plus there's a lot of other people in foreign. So let me just go through briefly what's in the book. Chapter one, I think you'd agree with this, is the world changing? I think day by day. Two of the three most important dates, how taxes adjust. Taxes and cash flow. If you don't think taxes are going up, go to that website, usdebtclock.org. Your head will spin, usdebtclock.org. The third date, and why the market may not save us this time. The trouble with RMDs. Of course, the Secure Act now has moved them out to 72. Chapter 2, the truth about fuzzy financial math banks and Wall Street use, revealing the true costs and consequent of death, the rate of return myth. Do you know the difference between absolute return and CAGR, which is compound annual growth rate of return? Well, you want to get this book. How about using basis in float in chapter 3 to gain financial freedom? It's smart to know your basis. The benefits of tax awareness is a biggie, by the way. We use this when people come in. And the actuary arbitrage. Actuary arbitrage. Chapter 4, get smart. Enjoy the strategic movement around retirement taxation. From the smart whys to the smart hows. Where should you invest your money? The moral of the story. Chapter 5, smart people, smart plans, higher incomes without taxation. Understanding where am I at? It's not proper grammar, but it's trademark. It's what it says. Chapter 6, my personal smart plan, the negative side of life insurance, how carriers make high cash value life insurance. Chapter 7, is it your time to get smart? I hope so. Here's why. So again, you want to give us a call and schedule a complimentary either phone call or consultation and learn about our three-step review process. That's the first place to start that leads you to five critical questions that must be answered regarding your personal financial needs for income and liquidity, future tax issues, risk comfort, level, and even estate planning to be sure any financial recommendations are in your best interest. This review applies to any financial decision or concern you have. It helps you stop your money falling through the cracks and assures that any major financial decision is right for you. So give us a call toll-free at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. Or go to our website, leavealegacy.com. That's leavealegacy.com. Has all our contact information. And we come back, we're going to talk a little politics.
Hi, my name is David Gallner from Legacy Financial Strategies and Innovation Tax Service. Complete income tax preparation for $150. That includes federal, state, Schedule D and Schedule E limited, tax planning, and this is a big one, audit protection. This is a $400 value, and you only pay $150. Our website is innovationtaxservice.com. And our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. Again, our website is innovationtaxservice.com. And our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. 800-264-4963. Call us to schedule an appointment.
Attention, baby boomers.
Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? Thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of the complete guide to living a tax-free retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to legacyfinancialpresents.com now.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. So in this segment, we're going to talk a little politics. And this comes from the Christian headlines. AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, I refer to her as the prophet, because she's prognosticated we have 12 years to go before the world ends. AOC says religious liberty advocates are weaponizing scripture to justify bigotry against LGBTQ community. My first question to her would be, have you ever read the Bible? Now, I've read the Old New Testament 33 times. That won't get you into heaven. I have 36 out of 45 hours and a master's degree at Liberty University in religion. That won't get you into heaven. Repentance, asking forgiveness, and accepting Jesus Christ as the God does. Now, he loves everyone. I'm a wrench. Now, once I became a believer, I have my old nature, which the Bible says there's none righteous, no, not one. All have sinned and fall short the glory of God, but I have my perfect nature, the Holy Spirit. So we're all going to die. The question is, where are you going to spend eternity? Now, I do another radio show on Sunday morning from 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. called One Way Radio Network. There's only one way to heaven. But obviously, I don't know her heart, but based on her comments and so forth, she's not a believer. She lacks discernment. So let's talk about what she has said. The prophet, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, said religious liberty advocates and the Trump administration, to both, are weaponizing and abusing scripture to justify bigotry, according to the Washington Examiner. In a House Oversight Committee hearing to discuss LGBTQ rights, Ocasio-Cortez called out all those who use scripture to take away rights from gay people. She also compared religious freedom advocates to white supremacists. Now, let me give a verse. She's probably read this one, 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. All scripture, all, A-L-L, is given by the inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, reproof, correction, instruction, and righteousness, that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped to do every good work. Now, she, if she's ever looked at some of the things, she might be taking some text out of a context and creating a pretext. You must examine every verse on the subject in order to come up with a valid conclusion regarding doctrine. I suggest she starts with the book of Romans 1. There's several places in there that God talks about that. Now, sin is sin. Now, consequences of sin is a different matter. God is a respecter of no person. He wants all to come to repentance. The question is, you must humble yourself. James 4:10 says you must humble yourself before the Lord. She says it's very difficult to sit here and listen to arguments in the long history of the country using scripture, she said, and weaponizing and abusing scripture to justify bigotry. She doesn't quote anything or say anything. White supremacists have done it. Those who justified slavery did it. She went on to say those who fought against integration did it, and we're seeing it today. She says, I feel as though if Christ himself walked through those doors and said what he said thousands of years ago, when he said we should love our neighbor
and our enemy. That's true. That we should welcome the stranger. That part is true. Fight for the least of us. That is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than a rich man to the kingdom of heaven. He would malign as radical and rejected from these doors. Again, she's taking text out of context and creating a pretext. You must look at all scripture. The Catholic freshman congressman continued her three-minute speech by declaring herself her belief that all people are holy and sacred. There is nothing holy about rejecting medical care people, no matter who they are, on the grounds of what their identity is, she said. There is nothing holy about turning someone away from the hospital. There is nothing holy about rejecting a child from a family. There is nothing holy about writing discrimination into the law. I would ask her those. Some of those things are true, but I would ask her this question. Why are you supporting pro-abortion? Some people will say, oh, no, I'm pro-choice. I asked one lady who I said, and she allegedly was a Christian. She says, I'm not pro-abortion. I'm pro-choice. I said, well, let me ask you a question. Is it okay if I murder someone? It doesn't affect you, or it might affect you if it's someone you know. Are you okay with that? Now, there's consequences. Don't get me wrong, the consequences. She says, no, I'm not okay with that. And I see your point. So AOC is taking a little bit of truth, and she's obviously twisting around to what she wants. So be very careful when someone says few things. They take scripture, they take a text out of a context and create a pretext. You must examine every verse on the subject in order to come up with a valid conclusion regarding doctrine. So let's switch gears a little bit. Now, I don't know how many of you get the Blaze TV with Glenn Beck. So you can YouTube it. You don't have to subscribe to his channel. It's called The Blaze, B-L-A-Z-E. I suggest you get it. And I talked a few weeks ago about Elwood City and what was going on in Elwood City in Jim Biden with Grant White. Now, I grant you, they grew up in Scranton, but who would have thought that Joey's brother would be involved in that? So we'll have to see what the shakeouts from that. And I suggest you get that book called Profiles for Corruption with Peter Schweitzer. He goes a lot more detail. But here's something you may not be aware of. On his radio program a few weeks ago on a Thursday, Glenn Beck sat down with chief researcher Jason Buttrell to go over a few of the findings he and the research team uncovered while looking into the phone call between President Donald Trump and Ukrainian President Zelensky, which led to the Democrats' now feed impeachment charade. Glenn explained that there were things in the phone call that just didn't make sense to us. That prompted them to dive deeper into the research process and find out once and for all what happened to the 1.8 billion, you hear that? That's a B, billion, and aid that went missing in Ukraine's largest bank called Privatat, P-R-I-V-A-T, private bank, private bank. Jason revealed a bombshell discovery, an urgent letter from the Latvian government to Ukrainians, which has changed the entire narrative about who and what was involved in the corruption going on in Ukraine. You're going to hear more of this coming out in the near future, folks. This document is a jumping-off point, said Jason. It shows you the path to follow the money. Which 20202 luxury SUV is going over? So go to Blaze TV, Blaze 2V. There's one of the oligarchs, by the way, that was banded from United States. This guy owned this particular bank. Now, he and his associates, I'm not sure he personally, but associates did, took chainsaws and chopped people's heads off. Joey Biden was able to get a visa for this gentleman to come to the United States, and he introduced him to his son, Hunter Biden. Now, we're running out of time, so on the future shows, I'll go a lot more detail, which I didn't go a lot. I just gave you little tidbits of it. But we're going to talk about that because with John Dunham, he's like a special prosecutor, what he's doing, Department of Justice, I think in the months ahead, hopefully before the election out, you'll see a lot more is going on. Now, the race seems to be down to a two-man race. Uncle Joe, I think it's elder abuse. I've said that in the past week's shows, what's going on. He's a little confused between his wife and his sister because they switched places on him. Let me ask you a question. If you were on stage and one of your wife, if you had a sister, switched places, do you think you would, does it make a difference? I think you would know who they are. But he has a lot of mishaps, and then he has a pattern for years of being very mendacious and fallacious. That's basically me and being lying. That's all they have. I predict, I've been predicting, I believe it'll be a landslide in the fall, at least electoral vote. Also, there's a good possibility that our President Donald J. Trump will take the popular vote, and I believe we'll take back the House and maybe pick up one or two seats. So thanks for tuning in, and we'll expand on this subject the next several weeks.